garage or mowing his lawn. Here's an even bigger question. How many of you actually know all of your neighbors? The sense of community and selfless way of life we experienced in Africa was a bit of a culture shock. It was also an awakening for us. Just before leaving Africa, we both realized that life, as we knew it, would never be the same. On our last night in Kenya, we both sobbed as we wondered what all of the feelings we were experiencing meant. That's when we thought back to something Paul, our country host, had shared with us. His dream to become the president of Kenya so he could stop violence and corruption in Kenya. His dream got us thinking about our dream. What was our dream? We had become so caught up in life, having babies, and working hard that we had lost our vision, our focus, and yes, our dream. We knew for sure that it wasn't the way we were living now. We both looked at each other but never said a word. We knew we had the same answer. We wanted more meaning in life. Our dream was to travel, but not just wander. We wanted to travel with a purpose. Our dream was to serve God through our travels. We spent the flight home pondering our life. We envisioned traveling with our family while they are still young so we could give them unforgettable experiences and break them out of the bubble we had all been living in. We wanted to recreate what we had in Africa. Purpose, joy, simplicity, and serving. We were definitely lured by the freedom we imagined traveling would bring. We also wanted to be able to see things we had never been able to see ourselves. We loved the idea of being at the ocean or in the mountains, wherever we wanted to be, and then, by serving, we would have meaning and purpose in the midst of our travels. It seemed like the perfect answer to our longings. We no longer wanted to be tied down. We wanted meaning to life, but freedom at the same time. We had a vision of having everything that was important to us right there with us. No more distractions, no yard, house, furniture. We didn't have a big vision. It was really very simple in the beginning. We just wanted to enjoy each other, travel, meet people, serve, and experience all types of people. We thought about all of this and more as we made our journey back to the States. We flew from Nairobi to Amsterdam to Boston and finally home to Atlanta. It was a long journey that ultimately was just the very start of something much, much bigger than we could embrace or comprehend. Atlanta was our home, yet once we arrived, it was pretty clear we no longer fit in. When we walked through the door of what most people would perceive as the perfect American dream, it took only the turn of the key to know for sure that this was no longer our dream.